TARP is continuing. It's pretty much in its winding down stage at this point, and TARP is focusing on maintaining the investments that they still have outstanding, as well as pursuing their program relating to trying to help those in need of help from foreclosure on their loans.
All right, so you did a study of the accounting going on by Treasury of TARP. Tell us the main findings.
Okay. Yes, during fiscal year 2011, the Office of Financial Stability, or OFS, which implements TARP, addressed several of the internal control issues related to the significant deficiency that we had reported in the prior year. It also addressed three less significant control deficiencies that existed as of the end of the prior year. However, remaining uncorrected control deficiencies, along with new issues that we had identified in fiscal year 2011, collectively represented a continuing significant deficiency in its controls over its accounting and financial reporting processes. While OFS improved its review and approval process for preparing its financial statements, we continued to identify errors and issues in the draft financial statements that OFS prepared that were significant but not material, but that were also not detected by OFS.
Give us a sense. You said significant but not material. We've heard the word material weakness before. What's the difference?
Well, a significant deficiency is one that isn't as severe as a material weakness. When you're talking about a material weakness, you're talking about a deficiency or combination of deficiencies in internal control that there's a reasonable possibility that a material misstatement in the entity's financial statements won't be prevented or won't be detected and corrected on a timely basis.
So with these control weaknesses, that doesn't necessarily say that there was money lost, though, does it, or does it?
No, these ones that we're talking about here more focused on the risk of there being misstatements in the amounts reported in the financial statements, not you know, loss of funds.
So what do you think they should do about it?
Well, over the years that OFS has prepared their financial statements, we've generally found that they take the findings that we identify seriously and implement corrective actions on a timely basis. However, they still need to establish a mechanism for effective implementation of their review and approval process for preparing their statements. And it'll be important for OFS to remain committed to maintain the progress that it's achieved to date, and to build upon that progress to make the remaining needed improvements that we've identified and provided recommendations for.
We're speaking with Gary Engel, the Director of Financial Management and Assurance at the Government Accountability Office.
One of the things you just mentioned a little while ago about significant versus material, there's a risk of misstatement. So that's, explain that a little more detail. Does that mean that they could say, well, we brought back $100 billion and they really brought back $105 billion? Or is there another level down?
Well, yes, it could be. It could be to that level. Typically what we had found was that in drafting their financial statements, they might not have applied an accounting standard properly, or they just might have made an error in processing that. And so the amounts or the disclosures relating to things in the financial statements were not accurate.
And the lack of accuracy then doesn't give the country, if you will, the understanding of how much money has come back to TARP, that, you know, the money out, money in?
Well, you know, that's where you really get into the significant versus material. You're talking about in TARP over the year since inception, they've dispersed over $400 billion. When you're talking about material, you'd be talking about a significant portion of that. Significant might be, that they might have had a misstatement for a couple $1 billion originally in their draft, and then that got corrected before they finally issued their financial statements.
And looking over the history of TARP, and, yeah, it's hard to remember how exciting, if you will, those days were when that whole thing was formed and crossing two administrations. Is it the opinion of the GAO that overall the TARP program, from a managerial standpoint, not the philosophy, but just as a government program, has been a success?
Well, I think that, they had a lot of scrutiny on TARP from day one, as you know. And I think that they did take very, very seriously bringing in individuals. They brought in people from other entities, people from the outside to help them set this up. In doing that, I think that they did In terms of what we focus on, you know, setting up controls and things to be accountable, I think they did do a very good job there. Now, while we find some issues for an entity that's as new as TARP, I think they've done a pretty good job of making sure that they're accountable. And they did that, like I say, through bringing in individuals from the outside, as well as they had some contractors and things to assist them in setting up some of their records and their accounting processes.
And do you think there are things learned in the TARP process as a financial entity that could translate to financial management elsewhere in the federal government?
Well, I think, you know, again, what one of the things I think that they did from day one is they made it a priority for the financial side of the house to be accountable and for that to be a major focus of management and throughout the entity. So our work has shown in doing financial statements of other entities over the years that when you have that top-level commitment and focus on financial management, you generally do have the type of positive results that we've been seeing at TARP.
And just a final question, looking at TARP again, as you still are at GAO, do you find that the highest level managerial attention, that is the Secretary Treasury, is still there for the TARP program?
Yes, it's still getting high level attention all throughout the Department of Treasury. And again, I think that there's been a lot of attention over the years. There still continues to be sensitivity over the different programs that were initiated under TARP. So that I think keeps top management involved.